From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
See, having all these people staring at me here, it kind of makes me want to blush. So I feel like I have to self-deprecate with some joking around a little bit here. After this break, I am going to start getting some people in here to talk with us. In fact, why don't you come in next segment, Doc Holliday, and talk about the royalty that's here in town and shutting down all the highways for the NBA. I mean, it's like a wide open highway, and there's all these cops acting like God has arrived. Again, you have to protect them from the rabble, but the rabble who paid for it. So, coming up in about 5 minutes, we're going to cover it. So just be on standby there in your public green room. It's almost like when the politicians have their family standing behind them. I have the local radio station behind me. Getting back to this article that reads like satire, but it's not. It's ninnying about, oh, they stand by it, strip-searching and government taking his children because the daughter drew a gun and said that daddy kills monsters and we had to make sure there was a gun. Why did they have access? They went to his house without a warrant. Don't need those anymore. From a public safety point of view, any child drawing a picture of a gun, from now on just say guns, and I'm sorry, I've overdone that. And say, it's fun to do though. And saying there's guns in the home would warrant some further conversation with the parents and child, said Allison Scott, executive director of Family and Children's Services. Yes, it would warrant a talk. Grabbing you at the school in front of everyone, keeping you for the day, strip searching you, taking your children. That's what we call talking to you. Where the God's reasonable. Our handbooks and training for CPS say we're going to break up the family, and it's a disease, and we're a eugenics cult set up in 1915 in North America across the continent to break up the family. But it's just we're going to talk to you. It's no big deal. We're just here to train your kids for prison. We have the biggest prison population in North America as well. Continuing. Waterloo Regional Police INSEP Kevin Thaller said there was a complaint from Forest Hills Public School that a firearm was in a residence and children had access to it. See, the gun's not illegal, but they said the children had access. A child draws a gun that they can see on TV anywhere. You're guilty without a court, and you don't have a warrant, and you get strip searched, and your kids get taken. I mean, how many of us drew images of guns as children in school? I know I did. How many people? I'm seeing a lot of hands raised here. A lot. But after looking at the lights, I can't see anymore. big spots there. Trying to read here. So there you have it. Waterloo Regional Police Inspector.
I guess NSP is Inspector. Inspector, I'm inspecting the enemy of the Canadian people,
said there was a complaint from Forest Hill Public School, government training camp, that a firearm was in a residence and children had access to it. We had every concern based on this information that the children were in danger. Their concern wasn't based on the drawing alone. No, it gets worse. The child who made the drawing also made comments about it that raised more flags. Wait, daddy shoots monsters. He said he went to the school Wednesday afternoon to pick up the three children. But see, they don't tell you what the flag was because they want to just let it linger. Like it was really bad. They don't tell you until later. It's all written for propaganda purposes. Notice how they operate. This is a propagandist writing this. He said he went to the school Wednesday afternoon to pick up the three children. He was summoned by the government training camp, to the principal's office, where three police officers, you mean globalist enforcement, family destructive, New World Order servant minions were. Let me go back to that. I was translating it. He said he went to the government training camp. I'm sorry. He said he went to the school Wednesday afternoon to pick up his three children. And he was summoned to the principal's office where three police officers were waiting. They said he was being charged with possession of a firearm. He was escorted from the school and put in the back of the cruiser. Then it goes to the strip search. And what was the next flag? That they asked the young girl, and she said, Daddy shoots monsters with it. Don't worry about monsters. I have the toy gun. Oh, good, Daddy. We'll be... Right, folks, I play gun with my kids all the time, running around playing. I guess I'm evil. I need to have them taken, with a loving state.
When you're up...
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, finishing up, we are here in Orlando visiting my local affiliate, A10. Yeah! Let them hear your war growl! Yeah! Yeah! Rob Zombie, step aside, I want your job, boy! Pooping their pants when I hear that. They're like, get more Prozac, more Ritalin in them. GMO immediately. It's only killing the rodents in three generations. I want them diseased and damaged now. They're rising up quickly. More American Idol, more brainwashing. Demonize their families now. Get out there. They're not watching our anchors anymore. Begin shutting down the internet. Excuse me. Getting back to the rabble, I'm down here with the commoners in Orlando, Florida. Rabble. Excuse me. Doc Holliday's here with us.
Good to be with you, sir.
It's good to be with you.
I mean, you are the man.
Please don't. Please.
Well, I didn't mean that.
No, I'm not. You are the man. Now, let's stop right there. You were on my show a couple days ago, and you were telling me about how, just in the lead-up to the All-Star Game, and Lord Obama landing when he's not shipping guns to Mexico to blame the second amendment of narcotics back to the United States or bombing countries without congressional approval, you were telling me that our lordship, who goes to the U.N. to launch wars, because he says just for their credibility,
right.
Mr. Treason, who sat at the head of the U.N. Security Council violating Article 1, Section 9, I don't just use treason lightly, you told me they shut down highways, roads, motorcades, part of downtown, total lavishment, taxpayer funded, shutting down local businesses. God has arrived. And I've actually seen this while I'm here. I shot a YouTube driving in of just, you know, the tour buses with police escorts and just everything lavishment. Tell us what's going on here.
Well, you know, it was funny because I would tell Alice, I'd say, look, you don't even realize how strange it's become. It became a racially divisive issue.
Oh, yeah, because he's running ads saying, equating himself to Martin Luther King when he signed the NDAA to abolish the Bill of Rights, and saying African Americans for Obama, yeah.
Right.
And those are running here, and he's in the Oval Office. It's a campaign ad saying churches vote for me, too.
Right. And so
I'm going to interrupt you some more.
No, it's okay. You can interrupt me.
I'm going to do it again.
I'm used to it all the time.
My listeners are going to get more of it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Tell him to interrupt me. It's all right.
It's a joke. Go ahead.
No. What I said was, you know, be surprised. You're coming here to Orlando, and I know the NBA All-Star Game is here, but Obama came in, and he flew in with an agenda. And what it was a big agenda. Then they started running that ad, and we emailed you the ad.
He's thinking for himself, no government has an agenda. That's a conspiracy.
It was horrible. And then the media started showing. It was horrible. They would go to ethnic Americans, God bless you, no matter what you are, and say, what do you think?
Now, they're trying to create division in the name of, yeah.
Creating division.
Yeah.
They created division in the media, and then everyone said, yeah, NBA All-Star Weekend is us. Obama's here. I don't know who he's going to relate to be totally honest.
My point is, that's great for him to be reaching out to whatever ethnic group that's fine. My issue is that
it's like, I'm going to give you a free house. He lied to everybody. He's a puppet.
There's
just
a woman,
like Bush.
There's a woman in Tampa right now who still is waiting for her free house and her mortgage to be paid in 2008.
She said, can I get my house paid for because I'm about to get thrown out? And he's like, yeah, I'll take care of it. Who would say over and over again, oh, thank you, Mr. President. Remember that guy? That was in Florida. He goes, I want my car paid for. Obama goes, you'll get it.
You'll get it. And that poor woman was like, oh, Lordy, Lordy, he's paying my mortgage. And I want somebody go down and tell her. He's lying.
By the way, they do have those mortgage renegotiation deals, but it doesn't even really help you. I've looked at them and had experts on. And when you sign that agreement, you waive all your rights.
Well, they closed down the roads here in Orlando. They built lanes for Obama's VIP. Obama came in to...
Now, the traffic is horrible, and people tell me it's not normally like that.
Oh, no, it's not that bad. And you saw what I was telling you.
I run into this giant traffic jam, and they've got cops. I didn't get that part because I pulled my iPhone out after. They had cops all over the side of the highways partially blocking, so we were almost late getting here. We only got here like 45 minutes before instead of like an hour and a half
right.
for all the stuff we had to do. And I'm like, what is this? And it's just that the highway shut down, and then it's these cops, and then it's these royal buses. They were like blocking the road for them to enter the royal road.
You can't drive anywhere around here because the elitists are here. Now, that's okay. It's an all-star game, whatever. But it became a racial issue because in the Daytona 500, which is being run right now over in, in Daytona, obviously, and then you have the NBA all-star game, and Obama came in and favored the all-star game, would not go to the Daytona 500 and made it a huge issue. And then they started running the ad that we sent you. They ran the ad when they brought up slavery. They brought up all kind of stuff.
My big issue is, remember Bush started getting booed at baseball games and stuff and started hiding. So Obama, I don't blame him not going to the NASCAR deal just because that, crowd, I mean, good folks, bad folks, like any other crowd, who knows what they'd do. So I understand now that Obama's so unpopular, kind of like Bush, he's got to hide out. But when you sent me the video, what I went crazy on, and I meant to play it today, I played it a few days ago, as everybody knows, and I think the title of it is like 1.5 million views on YouTube. It's airing on TV here. It's something like Obama announces African Americans for Obama 2012.
African Americans for Obama.
But listen,
not Latinos,
in it,
not whites, not anybody, only African Americans for Obama.
But my issue is, he says, in the churches, set up vote teams. Your churches must vote for me. Now wait a minute. They tell people don't have political stuff in your church or organize it as a political group, which you actually have the rights to in the First Amendment. But they lie and tell conservative or libertarian churches you can't do that. But here's Obama saying use the churches to get people elected, and no media coverage of this, saying get your church to get off the ballot for me.
That video was run on the big scoreboard inside the Amway Arena during an NBA game. And how is that supposed to make people feel? How does that make the white guy feel versus whatever that he is trying to appeal to? I mean, let's face it. I'm blacker than Obama. You're blacker than Obama. And you know what? Don't play the race card unless you can back it up. So he played the race card, and I thought to myself, and that's why we sent it to you, it's running all over TV. So he happens to, land, and he wants to do the NBA thing, and he wants to hang out with people that he has no idea what their names are. And all he did was cause divisiveness because the media...
Well, here's my issue.
Suddenly
taxpayers... I'm sick of paying for Formula One tracks and billion-dollar sports stadiums. And I'm sick of Bush, Obama, anybody with like 50-60, cavalcade deals shutting down roads. I'm tired of it, period. I mean, they need to act like public servants and not God. That's what I'm tired of.
But you know what? What it was is that they deliberately shut down part of Interstate 4 only for Obama's VIPs. And it caused a lot of problems.
Yeah, so now it's not just the president that shuts down highways. It's the VIPs.
It's the rappers. It's these guys that get arrested. They got the gold teeth. They've got all kinds of problems. You got all kinds of people here with drug raps, and we're supposed to be emulating these people. And we think, honestly, that people are looking at it the wrong way. By the way, they put a big wall up around the Amway Arena so the local businesses could not do a lick of business because the VIPs didn't want to be bothered with dealing with local people.
Well, look.
So why is the NBA All-Star Game here?
Listen.
Why is it here?
This shows the elitism, and they get the mayors and everybody, like Formula One in Austin. Taxpayers pay for it, and then we're all going to be basically blocked off from it, and it's going to screw up the city, but because the mayor gets invited. What I love is because this political system, a lot of times people sell out, not even for money. They sell out just to be invited to the party. You couldn't pay me to go to a Formula One. If you like it, fine. You couldn't pay me to go to an NBA game. And I like basketball. It's just going there and the checkpoints and the people and all of it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And it's the way they build it up. Like, it's the end-all, be-all. Meanwhile, you're a weirdo if you care about freedom. You know, I told folks about the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Sometimes they're like, man, that's kind of weird. I'm like, that's what makes America America.
But we paid $400 million for an arena because they said they were going to have an all-star game here that the city finally was going
to
be able to.
And now they use it to shut down Doc Holliday, Big 810 here in Orlando. You're awesome, folks. We're going out to break. Yeah! We're going to be right back. Stay with us with more news. I'm going to get into the UN takeover of the oceans straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP, your money, your treatment, your choice.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We were discussing the national security state. By the way, we're back live. Big 810 event, speaking to a capacity crowd here at the Orlando Highlight Center. What is the big 810am.com? I forget the URL. What's the great radio station's URL? Big810am.com, baby. You folks are awesome! And I'm going to be giving a speech and premiering a 40-minute documentary coming up here. And they said, hey, why don't you do your show from there live? So we are doing it here. And I don't know, the weekend Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. Central, it has about 67 stations or so picking it up. Weekday show, a little over 100 now, and we're on XM for over 2 years now. And reaching, via the internet and everything else together, and the podcast and the YouTubes, every week 15 million people. Again, a testament to the underdog when you've got the truth, when you've got the information, and when you're willing to resist tyranny. Now, I'm going to be talking about solutions and victories we've had in my speech coming up tonight. Before I get into a big globalist power grab that ties into Agenda 21, it's starting to get a lot of attention because cities all over the country are fighting against UN takeover. Schwarzenegger, whenever he was at the Copenhagen event 2 years ago or so, and they were calling for global governance and global taxes out there with Al Gore in this global treaty, when it failed to get the countries to sign on and waive their sovereignty, see, we moved this mic, and that's what's doing that. As I was saying, whenever that started, Schwarzenegger, and you look this up in USA Today, he said, what we're going to do now is we're going to go to the counties, cities, and states. And that is the Agenda 21. And we will implement the carbon tax and the sustainable development through your local community. In other words, we'll engage in treason and try to take over your sovereignty from within. He should have his big, fat, steroid head locked up. Now, just like Obama should be locked up for saying the UN gives him the authority to blow up countries and not Congress. This is the incredible stuff. So I'm going to get into some of that Agenda 21. But I wanted to talk to Matt from Tampa. He came down here with us, some folks from We Are Change Tampa, and they're in Pinellas County. Yeah! It's about a million people, right at a million people. You heard last year they pulled the so-called fluoride, it's really even more deadly than that, out of the water. And they did it with the scientific facts that are out there, sevenfold increase in cancer, hundreds of chemicals in the so-called fluoride, a toxic waste, a byproduct, Grignard reagents, and they got it removed. And it's happening all over the world when you come forward with the information and keep doing it year after year. So tell folks what it is, why you got involved, and what you and your group did. Go ahead.
Well, basically, we have to thank our Pinellas County Commissioner, Norm Roach, and he was the one that actually got the ball rolling for us. He was wanting to do it as a budget cut. I don't know if they can hear me.
Yeah, they can hear you. I mean, the bigger issue here is, I understand your county commissioner is a great guy. Tell us about fluoride.
All right, well, the problem was they don't even use fluoride. They use what's called hydrofluosilicic acid. And thanks to Fluoride Free Austin, we got a document from Mosaic that showed that hydrofluosilicic acid was a poison, and it said right on the poison label that we had in hand, not to ingest. So we asked them why it is that the poison label says not to ingest
what
it.
What they put in your water has a label. So if you breathe any of this, you're dead.
Yeah, with skull and crossbones, it says right on the label,
but it's
do not
your baby fluoride baby water. So yeah. Tell folks what it really is.
A waste byproduct is hydrofluosilicic acid, and that's what they actually put into the water. The propaganda is the fluoride, but what they're actually putting in it is waste byproduct and stuff. So they came in there with dentists and ADA people, and they said, you know, that it's for the children, it's for the children. But we showed them the facts and showed them that, you know, the facts
are. By the way,
you
know, the chemical industry on average gives the American Dental Association about $20 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
You know why? Because then cities like Austin pay about $1 million a year for it.
Right.
Imagine how much they're making. They're making billions off selling you toxic waste.
Yeah.
They'd have to pay to store
No, they use us as human filters, basically, because they can't dump it into the ocean. So the only way they can get rid of it is to use us as human filters.
They dump it in your bone.
Yeah, exactly.
Love it.
But we did it with budget cuts. We said, why pay for this poison when our budgets are upside down and they're all, you know, in massive debt? So we got it cut out that way. So that's a way for other people to also do it. Bring it to your... Bring it.
Yeah, he's taking action.
Go to your county commissioners and ask them why you're spending $200,000 of your tax dollars on poison to put in the water.
And again, when that hoax falls, when all the hoaxes fall, they're going down. This shows we're on the march, and you know what's happening all over the world now.
Right, right. Well, I'm glad, and I feel healthier already. They took it out on the first, so. Hey,
yeah. You're incredible. But again, it's an example of taking action. Now, tell us about your buddy over here. We're going to bring him in there. He says he's got some stuff he wants to say. Come on over here. What's his name?
Chris. We work together on getting the information to the commission and stuff, so I'll let him
get on. All right, Chris, jump in here. Come on in here. We only got a few minutes, but tell folks your whole view on fluoride and the tide getting turned here.
Thank you, Alex. Well, thank you for your help in getting this victory.
You don't have to thank me, brother. I don't want my kids getting poisoned. I want to defeat the enemy. Crush them.
And we shall.
They're a bunch of murdering scum. They're poisoning you. They're the enemy. See who they are. God Almighty.
And we're learning. We're seeing what's going on. I mean, we have Commissioner Susan Latvala, who fought us since 2009. And I need to also thank a friend of mine who couldn't be here today named Frank Hobson, who's been attending these county commission meetings. And this commissioner told both he and I in a private meeting that what Big Phosphate wants, Big Phosphate gets. When I confronted her about this, she tried to sidestep it and tap dance and say,
by the way, they mine most of that in Florida, so they're big here in the phosphate industry.
Absolutely. Most of the phosphate comes from Mosaic Phosphate Mining Company.
Uranium mining as well. That's why there's all uranium in what they put in your water. Oh, what's wrong with uranium?
Well, it says right on the water quality analysis that it's industrial discharge, and it's from we have alpha, beta photon emitters, and this is discharge.
Good. Good. Give me radiation.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely. And it says,
since I started exposing this in the last decade, they have newscasts. People go look, and they go, we don't know why there's radiation in there. Because the stinking cities are paying to add it.
Yep. Yeah. And we have this Commissioner Latvala, I tell you, when she was confronted by this, she tried to say that, well, what Big Phosphate wants, Big Phosphate gets. It may be in other counties, but not our county.
What they're going to get is a revolution, and they're going to go to prison.
Yes, yeah, yep, running scared.
But people's children need photon emitters and radon and uranium. So are you saying uranium's not good for children's teeth?
Well, to those, I would say they need to have a hair, blood, and skin, and hair, blood, and nail analysis to see what their long-term exposure is to this toxin. Anybody who's pro-fluoride needs to be asked if they have the courage of their convictions. And while they're at it, they should also test those who they would like to treat, the guise of medication. It's not forced medication. It's forced toxification under the guise of medication. And they also have to have their supplementation tested through nutritional blood analysis if they believe it ought to be on the RDA.
And that's my next point. We need to start suing them. When scum like the Austin City Council doesn't remove it, we've had scientists and doctors down there, and 90%+ of the EPA's own scientists have gone public saying take it out to Congress. When the mayor and people laugh at us, it's time for lawsuits. They pay to have tons of toxic chemicals. What's the website for We Are Change Tampa?
WeAreChangeTampa.org.
WeAreChangeTampa.org. Our site's InfoWars.com. All right, thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for fighting tyranny. All right, we'll be back with Orlando and worldwide. Yeah! Yeah! No more. We're breaking the trance, breaking the hoax. We're awake, and we're coming for you, globalist trash murderers. Yeah!
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, orgicillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super
Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at flowjack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company, and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
People and the people of the world getting angry at tyranny and awakening and saying, we're not your slaves. And the globalists certainly hear that awakening. Zbigniew Brzezinski a few years ago said the world is waking up to the global elites and they're in trouble. His new book says the biggest challenge they face is the awakening of their system. They can't just tell us like we're children, you know, go away, shut up. The New World Order hears you, all of you out there listening on AM, FM, you name it, and they certainly hear the people who are here in Orlando as things fill up to over 1,000 people. Yeah! Here, let them hear you. Man, I love that sound. And I've gotten kind of reclusive, except when I occasionally storm the Capitol or go out and do whatever. But I need to get out more. This is fun. I can really feel the energy. It is so good to be here around people that are looking for freedom, looking for liberty, and realize the world's going in the wrong direction. Listen, the world's always going in the wrong direction. It's also going in the right direction always. There's a lot of complex things happening in our world. And it's always up to good people versus bad people who is going to direct the direction of society. And we're simply here saying, hey, we've let you little central banker experts run things long enough. And now you're not just going to be able to pat us on the head and have us shut up. We're awake, we're staring, and we're gathering data, and we're getting more information, and we're reaching out to others, and we are coming for the new world order, period. You know, I would take calls today, but all the radio audience is hearing is me talking and people cheering, and then because it would feed back, we're not running the feed of the audio out to this big auditorium so that you would not be able to hear the callers. And as a triple whammy, we have a special phone number for the Sunday show, and I haven't even memorized that in the last 6 years giving it out. I guess because they changed it a few months ago, that's probably why. But I probably should write that number down and give it out and take a few calls. And I know there was probably a few other people I might want to get on air if they want to come on with us. I'd actually have to go over there and talk to some of the other talk show hosts during the break. I only talked to a few people before I went live here on air, and I've got all this other news here in front of me. We've got a comical video I did. French bulldogs caught working for Al CIA, duh. And trust no one but our loving government is the sub-headline of that video. Also, a biometric, biocratic feeding frenzy. Economists and biologists weigh in. This is a point I want to raise right now. I saw some really incredible news Friday and forgot to cover it for whatever reason because I've covered it so much in the past. It's now come to fruition. But I've covered it so much in the past that even though now it's a big news story, I didn't cover it. But I want to cover it right now. And that's something I'm going to talk about in my speech more tonight, is real threats facing humanity. We defeat the New World Order by realizing just how crazy and out of control they are. It's not just that they're dictatorial people. They also aren't really in control. They're able to blow stuff up, take over, dominate. But they're not really in control of everything. They're trying to get in control of everything, but they're not even in control of themselves. And the U.S. government has decided, with major U.S. universities, to go ahead and start publishing all of the weaponized bird flu, weaponized airborne Ebola, weaponized, you name it, all of the hundreds of different variants of flu, Ebola, all sorts of other nasty nasties. They're going to start publishing how they made it. This is all in defense, of course. Hundreds and hundreds of level 4 bioweapons facilities under the BioShield program. But it's under defense, kind of like bombing Libya is defense. Or not even defense, it's peace. It's better than defense. It's not even defending yourself. It's not even violence to drop a 2,000-pound bomb on an apartment building. So it's not war. It's defense research to create, quote, thousands of gallons of liquid death. That was the Baltimore Sun many years ago when they first launched this latest phase in 2002. Latest then, they just launched another one last year to build more of these. And they put level 4 bioweapons labs in level 2 facilities where you just wear a mask and do a swipe card. And they're on the coastlines like Galveston, Texas. I've talked a lot about that. But now, it was like 6-7 years ago, U.S. scientists and Australian scientists separately released their mousepox finding. And for just a few hundred thousand dollars, any lab could replicate this for humans or any other mammal they wish. And it kills 98 to 99% of the mammals that you tailor it for. So you release this, it kills over 90%. That's 9 out of 10 people on your block deader than a doornail. Go to the police station. That's 90% of the cops or more dead. Go to an auto parts store, 90% of the workers dead. Go to your church, 90% of them dead. You got 10 children, 9 of them are dead. And they've just got all these in level 2 facilities everywhere. But that's not enough. They're going to release, because they had a debate about this, whatever it was, 7 years ago, about the mouse pox. You can look it up. Well, now they're having a debate about weaponized airborne bird flu. We're always hyping how it's going to get you, and the government dug up the swine flu that killed 30, 40, 50 million. They debate how many it killed. And they've spliced all those together. And, oh, don't worry, this bird flu is only killing 80-something percent of people that comes in contact from their projections. And the airborne Ebola, 90-something, was it 92% they estimate? They got that, and they got weaponized Lyme's disease and weaponized rabies and weapon, just everything. Just your tax money building it. And they declassified in 2000. The Marine Corps freaked out and demanded it be reclassified. Marine Corps studies on helicopters delivering different sprays over U.S. populations. And of course, now they have the drones to do that. Even if the military knew what was in the canisters on the helicopters or drones, now it doesn't matter because they'll just have the drones do it. And, this is the type of stuff I'm concerned about. Not somebody who might blow up an airplane, every 5 years. Okay, it's scary. It's in movies. They teach me to be scared of it. No, I'm scared of stuff that I saw an article a few years ago. Was it Washington Post where they admitted a weaponized bird flu of this type is estimated to kill between, they don't know how bad it would get, 500 and 3 million people. I don't know. 500 million or 3 billion people. I mean, 500 million sounds pretty bad. But you see, is there a group who has been caught in the past who we might worry about releasing something like this? Yes, the global elite that we have running things are a group of people who have been caught over and over again saying they want to reduce world population, saying that they want to do this, and then reemerge from their bunkers with some heavenly new future world without the general ugly public, as they call us. And they're putting big seed vaults underground. They're big DNA vaults of every animal species underground on record. I talk about it 10 years ago and, be called a crazy kook. Now it's just mainstream news. So they're obviously getting ready and considering releasing this. So I can joke around. I can make jokes. I can say, let's get ready to rumble. A lot of that is gallows humor. I'm sorry this is the reality, but it's a fact. And they're clearly proliferating the ingredients and the recipes for this so that when it gets leaked out, they can blame it on research scientists or whatever for the official histories after our population is reduced. And I have to tell you, there is a strong chance, I can't put a number on it, but it is strongly being considered and pre-programmed and pre-tested and beta-tested and rolled out, and the public's being conditioned for a post-human world, a post-civilization world. We're being told how beautiful and wonderful it'll be on Discovery Channel and History Channel, and at grocery stores I go to for 2 years, there's little end caps about the world after humans and magazines and DVDs and books on tape, and oh, it's going to be so cool, we're all dead. So we're just being taught how wonderful it is, and they're building bunkers and building seed vaults, and the elite are all racing to island redoubts with bunkers. I don't know if they're planning to release it. They talk about how they may. Dick Cheney writes about race-specific bioweapons in the September 20th, 2000 PNAC documents. But I think this is a bigger issue than giving up all our rights because Al-Qaeda is so scary. We'll be right back from Orlando. Stay with us. Yeah.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open-pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Attention! Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at Biomat.com, spelled Biomat.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit Biomat.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Speak to a capacity crowd of over 1,000 people. Thank you for coming out. You're awesome. God bless you. Okay, buddy, you're the host of Free Radicals. Tell folks about the work you're doing and what you think of the Liberty Movement.
Yes, sir. My name is John Kurtz. I'm the host of Free Radical Radio on the Big 810 AM, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8. FreeRadicalOrlando.com is the website. And I'm more of an activist. I consider myself an activist who just happens to have a radio show at the moment because I just found this radio show because I found myself getting arrested too much doing other types of activism. I got upset with the police brutality happening in Orlando, so I founded a group called Orlando Cop Watch, OrlandoCopWatch.com, where we go out and film police brutality. During one such incident, I was arrested, and they threw me in a cage for a while, so I gave that up. I did a lot of jury outreach, letting people know they had the right, people on a jury have the right to vote people not guilty if they disagree with the law, and some of my good friends got thrown in the cage for 150 days for doing that kind of outreach. So I decided I was having a family, and everything was happening. I need to change directions, so I got the radio radio show, Free Radical Radio, and we talk about liberty issues, local liberty issues, the criminality and stupidity of government, and some of my show prep comes right from your website, Infowars.com.
Well, I'll tell you what's beautiful. I'll tell you what's beautiful about what you're doing is you were having your First Amendment violated, and so you took action. You upped your activism by getting on the air, and that's what everybody should do, and that's what the globalists can't stand. If everybody starts a YouTube channel or gets a local radio show, it's not as hard as you think to get on local radio if you've got passion and talent. I mean, I'm just another average person that got tired of tyranny and took action as well. Tell folks about some of the stuff that's happened here locally to your First Amendment.
Yeah, here locally, for example, at the Orange County Courthouse, Judge Belvin Perry will stick you in a cage for 150 days if you hand out information regarding jury's rights. No jury, no trial, no nothing. Judge Perry will stick you in a cage for 150 days.
Sounds like he thinks he's God.
He does think he's God. You know, this is a guy who, he stuck Julian Heitkin in a cage. Well, Julian Heitkin is a great activist, and he actually was on the front lines of the civil rights movement. If Julian Heitkin hadn't done what he'd done, Judge Perry might not be a judge right now. So it's ridiculous. For example, you're not allowed to feed homeless people in Orlando. They throw you in a cage for that.
Yeah, we've all seen those incredible videos. But again, this is tyranny when a judge says you can't give people jury nullification. By the way, we give a packet of that away with every order we have. That's our citizen rule book. That, you judge the law as well as the facts.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what juries are supposed to do. It's like northern juries who wouldn't put people that that protected folks. I know, because we're doing the radio show, folks, and some of this wasn't hooked upright. We're barely on air right now, okay? Now, listen, going back to the crowd can't hear us because I'm having to just move microphones back and forth here. The point is that they had people who protected black slaves who were running away, and northern juries would let the people off, even though there were northern laws against helping people, because it's bull. Laws that are unconstitutional and unconscionable are bull. That's what the Declaration of Independence says. We're done playing games. But who is this tyrant judge?
That's Chief Judge Belvin Perry. Many people may know him as the Casey Anthony Judge. He's the Chief Judge of Orange and Osceola Counties, and he wrote a judicial order. That said, you cannot, there is no First Amendment at the courthouse. I will stick you in a cage for 150 days. No jury, no trial, no nothing. You're going to a cage.
Because he's God. And we've got to let all these petty dictators know they are not our gods.
Yeah, absolutely. Judge Perry, by the way, is up for re-election. So get out there. Don't let this guy be a judge any longer.
And there's judicial tyrants all over the place.
Absolutely. For example, also here, I mean, I was arrested for filming a police officer. The police officer lied, said I assaulted him, stole my camera, destroyed the evidence, and they stuck me in a cage for 30 days.
Well, that's happening all over the place now when another camera tapes it, like when they shot the guy in the back in handcuffs and said he was attacking him, but right. Somebody else had videotaped it. That's why they're trying to put people in jail for life now. All right, man. Thanks for talking to
us. Thank you.
Yeah, the system is now trying to put people in jail for life. For life. All right, let's kill this other mic now, okay? Let's kill this one. Or I can just get on every one of the microphones here.
We can do this. Ah, yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, man. It is fun being on the road. This is basically like our beta test here, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to say great job to my crew. Great job to 810, the Big 810 when we're number one, noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, 11 to 2 Central here in town. Again, I just want to say great job to all of you, because you are here because you're tired of the tyranny, you're not the system slave, and you're standing up and saying, we don't have a First Amendment or property rights or a Second Amendment because you give us permission. We got it because it was earned with blood and it's ours. Anybody that says it isn't our right is a tyrant of the worst order. That means a government, criminal, thug, trying to dominate you. And all over this country, I've seen them try to put people in prison for life in Illinois. That's right. In fact, what was the guy's name? First name? Something Allison. Guys, look that up. Illinois man faces life in prison for filming police. Look that up. Give me Allison's first name. I keep forgetting it. It's driving me crazy. It's like a splinter in my brain. And the state came down to the county and did an ambiguous brief saying, yes, we want life in prison for him taping police towing cars from his house. okay? It's not wiretapping to tape the police, and it's not anti-police. Police, you are Americans too. You have a Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're there for a reason. They're there to protect your rights and your future as well. All of these cop shows, all these movies I see now as I monitor it, the Constitution is the enemy, and the good guy cops talk bad about the Constitution. Ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to turn us against each other. And police, you're the one cramming cameras down our throats all the time in public, saying no perception of privacy, and that's true. Then don't put people in jail and try to have kept juries put people in prison for simply exercising their First Amendment. This country is turning into a fascist police state, as I have said for years, and now as Ron Paul has said. And we've got to reach out to the military and the police, who are Americans as well, who are starting to wake up, because they will be the instruments, just like they've been in every other tyranny, against the people. They are the groups that the New World Order plans to use against the population. So we've got to reach out to them, and we've got to work hard while the internet is still free and open to keep it free and open, and we've got to use it now because they could shut it down with a fake cyber attack or other system. We have got to work now. Just the 1,100 people or so that are here tonight, I can go anywhere in the country and get 1,000, 2,000 people out. That's because, ladies and gentlemen, liberty is popular, and we are the majority, and we have right on our side, and the hoax that is the New World Order is coming down. So I salute all of you for being out here this evening. And I salute Carl, the program director and station manager here, Carl Como. I salute all the talk show hosts and people involved. I've been on a lot of their shows. Great people, Doc Holliday, the Free Radicals folks, everybody. And I salute great local talk show hosts on local AM and FMs across this country. Because more and more I'm hearing the message of liberty and awakening and sophisticated political thought that transcends left-right paradigms and gets down to right and wrong, liberty versus tyranny, freedom versus slavery, and we've got to simply put that choice out, and the people will choose liberty every single time. But the battle is on now. The war is on now. For radio listeners, that's about it. We're about to go out and end the show, but I'll be back Tuesday live. Mike Adams, the incredible talk show host, and of course, head of naturalnews.com, will be filling in tomorrow with a big guest lineup, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. And I'll be calling in, of course, and shooting video reports from the road that they're going to be playing. I'll be back Tuesday and Wednesday, and then back in Austin, Texas. So that's basically it for this edition. I want to let you guys take us out as we get ready to show the film and give a speech. And I'll have a question and answer. The listeners of Big 810 and others and InfoWars.com, I salute you. Yeah. Yeah. Retransmission starts now. InfoWars.com. The ball is in your court.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.